up this matter on what we will do in the future regarding turning over FBI files, the matter that came up in the press conference yesterday.
Raw files.
Findings did not meet with Urban Baker as they did on the stand yesterday, meeting at 11:30 or so this morning. What he would like to do is tell Urban that, yes, we're going to cooperate, but we're not going to give you raw files. We're going to give you an evaluated report that won't be harmful to people. Now, if that report is in any way contested as to based on what we have in the raw files, we'll make available either to the senators,
the chairman,
to come down and check it.
That will be the situation in the future.
this for an idea, or is this too political to have Gray now, given the posture of the files and what you said yesterday, have Gray turn the files over to the Attorney General? That they can't be released excepting per his instruction. And his instructions, in our understanding, are the point of the ranking from a minority member and the chairman.
Not at all. Well, the Attorney General should be at the FBI, and the director should not be horsing around
trying to settle with the Attorney General. Gray did testify, in even his volunteering all of this information, that he would be subject to the Attorney General's approval. So that's quite natural now that he, given the statement yesterday, that he turns him over to the Attorney General's custody and control.
The Attorney General will be very
important. As he will be this morning when he goes up to visit with Irvin and Baker.
Right.
Now, I'm going to also do some checking. I'm going to have Kleine pull Baker aside and find out what in the world he's talking about when he goes on television last night and says, I was quite surprised when the president said he wasn't going to send anybody up. No one knew better than Baker from his conversation with you. Sure.
I told Baker, I said we would have to build it. I said I would not allow people to come up with voluntaries. I said we could have written interrogatories. I said we could discuss the possibility of having the chairman and ranking member talk. You know what I mean? I went through that. I opened that up. He said, no, we made no decision on that today. He said, but I said that's the way it was. So we had, but I said we would not agree to appear to any appearances before the committee. Now he's trying to be a hero and play to the people here. But sure, he's not trying to talk to that. Sure. What the hell is the matter with him? So, I mean, he's supposed to be close to
Cliff Baker.
Yeah. Somebody's got to get a finger in.
Pull the round.
Well,
he's off the reservation, I would say. Right.
I think he must be off the reservation. I'm kind of surprised that he saw me and then went off. And I don't want him to know. I want him to know that I just, I forget that conversation that took place. You forgot right. About it and so forth. Because I remember it took place, and I know, and he knows that I didn't want to lie about it. And, although he didn't, of course, he didn't say it.
But what I'm saying is that he asked you or told you that he wanted Kleinings to be the man who was in contact with him.
That's right.
So Kleinings can pull him up short and say, now what in the world are you talking about?
And Kleinings, though, should know in advance that all we discussed, I said, written interrogatory figures, and that wouldn't do. He didn't think so. He didn't think that would be the interrogatory. The only other thing he might consider would be the, the chairman and ranking member thing. But down here, right there, he said executive session.
They're not being very, very helpful. They don't want us to know what they're doing.
Questions you can't answer.
Yes.
Or if you do,
get people in trouble.
To get people in trouble.
Said that that plan is a chance out.
Well, but they're not saying that he lied. They're saying it was misleading. It was a artfully phrased denial, which it was at the time. No doubt about it.
Was
that it? Pardon? That note you sent me from the news summary about the agent who said, well, I don't understand. I appreciate the fact that the president might be annoyed about Mr. Gray. Mr. Kalmbach's been shown to be guilty of nothing, and here he is being bannered across the headlines as a result of turning over a raw file. I just came from his office. I'm going to go right back so he'll understand what I'm telling findings on this. What for you? Our most serious problem with the Irving Committee is not knowing what they're doing, and that's what I'm trying to solve immediately, is to find out trying to get in there so we can find out what they're up to, what their thinking is, what the Dash is up to. That's the only way we can handle them, is to know what they're doing, to know if indeed Gurney is on our team or not, or Baker is way off the reservation.
Gentlemen, I said. That's very clear in his remarks. Well, how should I interpret it?
That's right.
Period.
Right.
Does that mean that Irvin will be able to look at them? The remark is very clear. The chairman and the ranking minority member would be able to look.
That's spelled out. I think it's spelled out there. I see it spelled out. Just read the answer. It's very clear. The president answered that.
Now that we know that that's precisely the way we're going to
proceed. Exactly. It's going to be the way we're going to proceed.
Fine. Then I don't have to say anything. The client needs to tell Irvin and Baker.
That's right.
So be it.
That's right.
Now, you have another question. Has there been any order to Gray regarding this matter? The answer at this point is no. I know of no order to Mr. Gray, but we are going to instruct Gray this morning that he should.
I would simply hear that. I think the.
No, I don't think so.
Obviously, I said there. No, but obviously, all the people in the government follow the directions laid down in the president's press conference.
No, I would say that. Inform them, not for press coverage. Gray will be told that these are under the supervision of the Attorney General.
Sure. Of course, that Mr. Gray was in the presence of this was a one-time exception because he was up for confirmation. And that he will refer to the previous policy under which there were no leaks. Why not? That there have been very unfair, damaging leaks to the press. And I didn't have the judiciary.
I think this is submitted names to the open record.
Yeah.
I don't think there have been any leaks out of the file.
All right, fine. Then I would say that
it's what he submitted for the record that was the Kalmbach.
And the briefing.
There is no question that we are proceeding along this line.
There's no question. The other thing is this. If somebody said, well, what would the president say? Will you submit the, because he raised the question of getting a report. Baker may have told her that he met with me, and he may try to tell them to take them. Why did he documents, but I told him something.
All right.
We got that clear, because we know that we got paper with Harry Schroeder. We had this not much, but it's already no appearance in the public session. See, his theory was to have the big shots come down and question right away. He put them all on the phone. I said, no.
Yes, sir.
look under the press. Starship, second edition.